Shalom to everybody. We are on. As you can tell from the heading, we have a very interesting topic today regarding politeness, manners, and etiquette, the true Israeli approach. I think the people from England and South Africa especially will find something very interesting. As we've seen over the 13 years of our study of Enaya, Rav Kook has something interesting to say on every topic under the sun, and here too regarding etiquette and manners. So let's see the Gemara. I'll go into share screen. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, reads as follows. I'll go into the share screen. Here we go. Okay. The Gemara says, Rachatz velo sach dome lemayim agabe chavit. As we said last time, and as we've seen recently in the last couple of Gemarot, the Gemara seems to be talking about technical, hygienic, physical matters, but Rav Kook says that it's unlikely that that's all it's talking about, that there must be a symbolic and spiritual side as well. So here the Gemara says that somebody who washes himself but doesn't follow it up with oil, he just washes with soap and water but doesn't put oil on at the end. People used to use oil as some kind of deodorant. Dome lemayim al gabei chavit. It's like having water on a barrel, that it doesn't get into the barrel. Rav Kook explains, Yeshnan pe'ulot chitzoniyot. There are external actions, shebetivan hin notot lishaer mitzidan hachitzoni. There are certain external actions which seem totally external, and they stay external. And the classic example is what we're speaking about, washing. When you wash your body, although we already saw Rav Kook deals with washing the inside as well as the outside, but when we talk about taking a bath, taking a shower, it seems a totally technical and physical thing. On the other hand, Yishnan pu'ulot, hold on, let me help somebody enter. Okay. V'yishnan pu'ulot ke'ele shehin betiv'an notot lasot rishuman lifnim. On the other hand, there are certain external actions which are meant to affect the internal as well. Something as simple as exercising. Exercising is an external action, but it helps the digestive system, it helps the circulation, it helps the inside, not just builds your muscles externally. The same thing, just today I was talking with a friend who's having a problem with tendonitis, and the doctor gave him some kind of cream. If you remember a Bengay, or there are different types of cream that you apply outside, but they are meant to seep inside the body. And I'll already foreshadow a drop. Rav Kook is going to say that this is also etiquette. Etiquette, or manners, politeness, social politeness, is something which seems to be external, technical. You say, please, excuse me, thank you, how do you do, after you. On the other hand, they are meant, these external niceties are meant to get inside. By the way, I'll just, I know Americans tend to laugh at the manners of the English or the South Africans, and then the Israelis tend to laugh at the etiquette of the Americans, and everyone is busy laughing at each other. But as we're going to see now, Rav Kook is going to say that these things are not laughing matters. Okay, so again, there are some certain actions which stay outside. There are other external actions which are meant to get inside. Again, like oil, like Bengay, like exercising. Afal pi shehen mitsuyanot betavnit chitzonit. Even though that they seem to be external actions, they do have internal ramifications. Yafe wachibur. Rav Kook, as always, as we learned last time, and many times, he likes the idea of synthesis. There is thesis, antithesis, and then synthesis. And here, Rav Kook is talking about the synthesis of the external action. Here is talking about washing oneself, and the internal action, which is putting on the, applying the oil, which is meant to seep inside, and that also helps the cleanliness also get inside. So, yafeu achibur, shepu'ulot chitzoniyot, shein alulot li she'er below pu'ula pnimit. Those external actions, like washing, which theoretically could just be stay external, mitchabrot im pu'ulot chitzoniyot shepetiv'an henichnesot lifnim. The ideal is that when those external actions combine with external internal actions, and through seeping in internally, it will also bring the external also to come internal. Ve'osot bo et pu'latan, ki al yedei achibur hazeh yikansu gam ken advarim achitzoniim lifnim. The external washing takes a tramp, takes a hitchhike with the oil, and the oil helps the water get inside. V'yif'alu l'tova u'l'matara retzuya. Ad sh'yishtachlel ha'adam v'yeh muchan l'fol l'tova, ben la'atzmo, ben la'olam ha'chitzoni. And that way, also the internal and also the external are working together, and all of the different levels of life benefit from such actions. And by the way, we've seen a lot of times that Rav Kook talks about the internal of the external. Even something as simple as making a living, as avodah, as working. Rav Kook does not see as just something external, technical, a necessity that you need to put bread on the table. But God made the world that way, so that even if something seems to be technical or a necessity or external, there is always an internal, spiritual, metaphysical message. Paragraph 2. Dugmatam bepu'ulot hakalot. An example regarding simple actions. Harachitza, that's the example of the Gemara. When we wash our external body, alulahi shelo tifol al tzad pnimi shel adam kol kach. It may just stay external, and it doesn't get internal. Now, internal here could mean several different things. Like we learned a couple of paragraphs ago, Rav Kook says the external cleanliness also helps me feel good about myself internally. And my mother is a social worker. She used to work with the geriatrics. And we once spoke about this. That my mother explained, why is it that the social workers try to get all the old women at the old age homes to come out to see the children perform before Hanukkah, before Purim? And all the older women, they make themselves up with makeup and jewelry and lipstick. And like they're going out to the opera. And my mother explained that when a person feels good about themselves, they want to dress up, and it's expressed externally. Similarly, if a person walks around the house all day in their pajamas and their house slippers and house coat, that's not a good sign. They don't feel meaning in life. They don't respect themselves internally. So the external influences the internal. We want them to feel good about themselves, make yourselves up, dress nicely. The Kuzari writes that about Shabbat. He says that Nebuch, the old-fashioned world, before the Jews brought Shabbat to the world, they never had a reason to get dressed up. And we, once a week, we dress, even if a person is a menial laborer, even if he's a blue-collar worker, even if he's a slave, he gets dressed up and he acts like a king once a week. That's what one of the benefits of Shabbat, to feel good about yourself. And again, the external is meant to influence the internal. Omnam, hasika, when we talk about a shemen, oil, hi poele betiva filu betoara chitzoni klape pnim, that even though you apply the oil externally, just like the water and the soap, but the idea is that it goes into, it's supposed to seep into the skin to add moisture. I always remember I had a teacher in elementary school who was Israeli, and she left Israel, and she used to apply a whole load of oil on her face, and she used to shine. We thought that Israelis shine naturally. That's part of the Shekhinah that comes from living in the Holy Land. But the idea is, I guess she used to apply it not just to look nice, but to also add moisture inside. Vatavoka shemen ba'atzmotav. Rav Kook here quotes a pasuk in Tehillim 109 that says that oil is meant to seep into your bones. That's the goal of oil. Omnamasika hi tachria. By the way, I'll already foreshadow another drop. We know that in the Mishkan that we're reading about in these parshiot, in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Holy Temple, all of the kelim, the mizbeach, the shulchan, all of the utensils had to be consecrated with oil. And that is part of the symbolism that we're talking about today, that oil is something that seems to be external, but it's also internal. And that is what the beauty of the Mishkan and of the Holy Temple are about. Yes, they're made of gold and silver and all of the nice physical beauty, but it's not just external. That's the whole idea, the synthesis of the external and the internal. Omnam. Hasika hi tachria gam ken et pulat orchitza kodemet la. When a person first washes and then he applies the oil afterwards, v'tachnisa yoter b'chug apnimi, and that also helps the cleanliness get inside, right? The water takes a tramp on the oil to get inside. Al ken ra'ui lishtamesh ima l'shem ze hatachlit. שלא יישאר הדבר החיצוני במאמר חיצוניותו, שהוא ברחץ ולא סך שדומה למים על גבי חבית. You'll see where Rav Kook is going, where he's explaining the Gemara beautifully, where the Gemara says that somebody who washes their body with water, but doesn't afterwards apply oil, that water just stays outside, like water outside a barrel, on top of a barrel. Okay, so we're beginning to see the symbolism. Paragraph Gimel. Dugmat harchitza b'chayei achevra. When we talk about cleanliness, social cleanliness, hu kol nimus mitukanu mekubal, etiquette, manners, politeness, that is the cleanliness, social cleanliness. To say, excuse me, to say, how do you do, etc., etc. Kol derech kavoda briyot morgal umuskam, any kind of social respect that people do to each other, that people treat each other, after you. As soon as it is something which is accepted in society, morgal umuskam, hu poneh harbe letzad achitzoni, it seems to be something which is very external. She'adam hu rak sovel et ulo shel derech eretz zeh. Notice Rav Kook is saying that it is a certain amount of sevel. It's a certain, we know from our children, who we try to teach them to say please and thank you. It's a certain amount of suffering. Why do I have to say please every time I want something? Why do I have to say thank you every time I want something? It reminds me of Ephraim Kishon in his classic article, Kippa Sruga, the crocheted kippa. He says that he's very, like all satirists, he's very cynical. But he says there's something about the kosher kitchen which produces better people. They say please. They say thank you. That's part of being a good person. And by the way, I'll mention parenthetically, in certain circles of religious communities, they don't say please and they don't say thank you and they don't have manners. And whether it be, you know, wiping their nose with their hands or burping or without saying excuse me, or even very often part of the anti-establishment of the Givonistim of the today, the Hilltop Youth, is that they walk around very dirty. I took a trampist last week and the whole car smelled of sheep dung. And there was another woman there, another trampistit, and she was very clearly uncomfortable with the smell. And she asked if she could open up the window. And religious youth, the kosher kitchen, used to always produce also please and thank you, clean-cut youth who serve the army, who serve the people of Israel, who serve Am Yisrael, who are examples of what religious, of what all people and all Jews should be. And that is part of the beauty of Ephraim Kishon's article at Kippa Sruga, where he says that the Israeli public needs someone to look up to. And he says today it is the religious Zionist youth. And we, parenthetically, have to continue that. And if we have certain children who think that it's Israeli not to be well-mannered, or Rav Kook is telling them, if it just stays external, then you're right. It's a certain amount of falseness. It's a certain amount of show. But the whole idea is that the etiquette and the manners are meant to influence us internally. That's the whole idea here. Someone once said, I don't want to get into a whole discussion, that part of the beauty or the difference between the South African manners and the English manners is that the South African manners are also internal. They really are nice people, as opposed to the British, who we know how they treated us during the time of the mandate. Again, I'm not saying that it's right or that it's wrong, but I just bring it as an example that there is a significant difference between somebody who is just has external manners, but they don't affect him internally, as opposed to somebody who has external manners where it expresses and also influences his internal ideals. And that please, that is a nice midah, that consideration of others, that thank you, hakarat hatov, that's a very Jewish, these are all very Jewish midot. And the real Am Yisrael, the real Israelis, should adopt them very, very well. But again, mainly, that they're only if they're not external suffering, but where they get internal as well. So again, Rav Kook is saying that part of the symbolism of external cleanliness on a social level is manners and etiquette and politeness. Odam kishmishtamshim beota tamaler gela chevruti lromeim et ruach haklal al pi hergelo. When we use these external manners in order to help the internal, to raise the spirit of the society, to have good hergelim, good manners, limasim tovim, to have good actions, to be altruistic, to be considerate. L'chaim kedoshim. This also brings to a holy life. What is holy life? To be godly. What is godly? To be altruistic, to be giving. U'l'deyot amitiyot v'romamot. And true, lofty spiritual ideas, hamivim be'emet bracha la'olam, these really bring goodness to the world. Bezeh hakol yored lebracha v'toelet pnimit. This is the meaning of manners when they are used properly. Again, don't just say please and thank you and inside curse the guy who you have to give to, or who you're, as if it were, being nice to. No, it has to be really internal. It has to be affect you and express my real goodness. Hakol yored lebracha. Oh, yeah. How do we lose this? The share screen. Where is this? Mashu ishtabesh. Okay. Let me go go into the share screen again. Do you see the share screen?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Now we don't.
Okay, now let me try it again. Excuse me. Here we go. Okay, do you see the share screen now? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Good.
It took a moment, but yes.
Beseder gamor. Okay, we'll just finish paragraph Gimel. Hapoelot al rechi... Dugmat harechi... Where were we? Excuse me. Zeu shemen mishchat kodesh. This is the idea of the oil that was used to consecrate the holy vessels in the Mishkan and in the Holy Temple. Hapoelet al rechitza, that it helps the external washing, the external beauty, lishlomi mena oto atzad shel adimayon lemayim al gabei chavit, that the external beauty should not stay external like water on a barrel, but should actually seep inside to be holy. This idea of external manners is something that the Rambam also talks about in Shmona Prakim, in source number 3, we'll go down for a drop, where the Rambam talks about how animals eat and human beings eat. And it's the same word, eat. But there is absolutely no comparison between the eating of a human being who likes company when he eats, who eats likes eating with their family, who likes a candlelight dinner, who likes going out to a restaurant, who eats with a fork and a knife and not with their hands. Humans don't just pig out like animals. Yes, it is called eating, but the way a human eats is totally different than the way animals eat. Eating is meant to be a social act. And Chazal say that in Masechet Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel, source number 4. Gidola ligimashi mekarevet et arichokim. That when you serve food to somebody, that makes people closer. It makes people friendly. That's why hachnasat orchim, hosting, is such a big mitzvah. Also, contrarily, the problem of drinking with non-Jews, which the rabbis say, well, that brings us, it may bring us to socially assimilate and maybe even intermarry. The idea of even a husband and wife, at a time where a woman is nida, she's not supposed to eat, he's not supposed to eat from her plate, because eating from each other's plate, that is a friendliness. And again, that is what we're seeing now, that eating by human beings expresses friendliness. It's a social act. It's not just an animalistic act. By the way, it's something that maybe is worth mentioning, the melachot on Shabbat. When we look at the 39 melachot, the first set, I think is the first 11 melachot, talk about how to make bread. Well, that's the difference between animals and people. Animals will just eat the food as it is. Human beings want to plant and to plow and to sift and to eat like a mensch. The second group is building houses. Animals don't build houses. Human beings build houses. Afterwards, there's melachot about making leather for clothing. Again, animals don't wear leather clothing. Human beings do. And afterwards, it's the idea of bringing things from here to there to help each other. That's what the Mishnah Masechet Shabbat says, that the Mishnah talks about a wealthy person who has money indoors, gives to a poor man who's outdoors. These are all the Melachot of Shabbat. The common denominator is that they differentiate between man and animals. And when we, all week long, are differentiating and living as mensches, when we stop for one day, that helps us appreciate the difference between us and the animals. Where we use the home for the Shabbat family, where we dress nicely with those clothes that we produced all week, and we actually are living like mensches. So again, the Rambam says, animals eat, humans eat, but there is no comparison between the two. There is another piska that those who've been with us, Yehoshua and Gershon and Avi and Eli Kaspi, hopefully it sounds familiar, something that we learned about 7 or 8 years ago. It's always good to review. It's always good to review. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, I brought it here in source number 2. It's in Perek Bet, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Bet, where the Gemara reads as follows. On the Pasuk in Eicha, remember, Eicha is talking about the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi, that I lost the peace, my peace of soul, Nashiti Tova, I forgot my goodness. It's talking again when we were sent into exile. And the Gemara says, what does it mean, Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi? I lost my shalom. It's talking about Shabbos candles. We don't have time to get into that. Maybe at the end we'll mention it. Nashiti Tova, I forgot my goodness. When the Babylonians and afterwards the Romans destroyed the Beit HaMikdash and sent us to exile, I forgot, I lost my goodness. What is the goodness? Very interesting Gemara. Follow this. Nashiti Tova Amra B'Yirmiya Zo Beit HaMerchatz. The first opinion is we lost our hygiene, our cleanliness. Amra B'Yochanan, second opinion, Zo Rechitzat Yadayim V'Raglayim. Even washing our hands and feet B'Chamin in hot water. We lost that when we were sent into exile to become slaves. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Marzo Mitan Na'a V'Kelim Na'im She'aleha. This is, what does it mean that we lost our goodness when we were sent into exile? We lost comfortable beds and bedspreads. And Rav Kook asks, what is the big deal about bedspreads? What is the big deal about washing one's hands and feet? Why is that such a tragedy? Why is that connected with going out to exile? Rav Kook explains, Aval hachotem hachotam, shebo nikeret sarata galut, the external way that we see the pains or the troubles of exile, hu me'oto matzav shetzimtzem et harchavat hachayim. It's not just that the Babylonians destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, and it's not just that they destroyed the Jewish state, and we lost our independence, and we lost our army, and we lost our language, but we lost comfortable living. Now, the obvious question, what's the big deal about comfortable living? Why? I thought Judaism always talks about the spiritual living. Here, the Gemara is telling us that one of the tragedies of exile is that we don't have running water anymore. And we don't have bedspreads anymore. And we're not living comfortable lives. The high level of culture, of manners, which suits a respectable nation, that dresses properly, that acts with manners, not like slaves. Slaves, they're always under pressure. They don't dress nicely. Sometimes they have to eat like animals because they don't have time to cook. Lo yuchashu karaoi. That is part of the tragedy of exile. Again, Rav Kook here, when we learned about this, you can find the class on the internet. Again, this is in Rav Kook. It's chapter 2, paragraphs 65 and 66, where Rav Kook talks about the importance of a modern Jewish state, of having museums, of having art institutes, of having culture. And even though, especially the state of Israel, at the beginning of the state, people didn't have a lot of food, and a person can rightly say, you know, before we start making art museums, which is a luxury, let's make sure that everybody has a higher standard of living. Rav Kook says, yeah, those are true priorities, but don't degrade the needs for external culture. That etiquette that modern countries have museums and art and music, that is something that the chosen people is also meant to have. As a matter of fact, as Rav Kook writes in Ikvei Atzon, Birom HaTarbut, Am Yisrael is supposed to take all of that Jewish creativity, all of those Simons and Garfunkels and Spielbergs and all of that Jewish cultural creativity and use it to influence the world as a light to the nations. Continues Rav Kook, Aval od yesh madrega kala mizot, vehi sha'af al pi shelo hispika dayin ha-matzav ha-mar v'nimhar shel ha-galut lishanot et tviatam ha-tivit shel ha-nikayon ha-mityaches lehod kedushatam shel Yisrael. Again, there are different levels. Even having bedspreads is something which is proper for the Jewish nation to act with self-respect and manners. How much more so washing up? How much more so, Rav Kook is going to say, washing the hands and the feet, which are just external, which are, it's really for other people. It's the general cleanliness, you could say, is for a person. But washing the hands and the feet, maybe that's even for other people as some kind of external etiquette. Rav Kook says, there is nothing wrong with external etiquette. Hatzipia shel paragraph gimel. Hatzipia shel hashavat hatviya. This yearning that we have to return shel rechitzat yadayim v'raglayim kebechamim. That we yearn to return. Again, what was the pasuk in Echa saying? That when we were sent to exile, we lost our goodness. And one opinion says, what is that? We lost our goodness. We can't wash our hands and feet anymore. Rav Kook is saying that washing the hands and the feet, she mita'eret et ha'shava shel shichrur ha'ruach v'achayuto. Yes, that's one of the reasons why we dream of coming back to the land of Israel and being independent and return and being self-respecting with manners and etiquette and cleanliness. V'achayuto b'chayim ha'torim ha'ruim li'Yisrael. This is merged with the purity, the internal purity of Israel. Sheyashuvu b'chol ednam. All of this, external and internal cleanliness and etiquette and manners. Sheyashuv, they all will return when we come back to the land of Israel. Le'et titkayem avtacha kshura bevayayim b'chukotai telechu. That it says in Parshat B'chukotai, that if we follow the Torah u'mitzvot, ve'elech etchem komemiyut, it says, God will walk with us. Literally, it means uprightness. We are meant to be upright people, dressing nicely, being well-mannered, knowing how to wine and dine the kings and the other prime ministers of other countries. And Chazal say komemiyut, they say in a drasha, is two komot, two levels. There is the physical level, and there is the spiritual level. And again, as Rav Kook always says, and here he's saying very beautifully, they go together. Don't let your children, again, say, ah, so what's the difference if I say please or thank you, or if I dress like a mensch, or if I dress zaruk, as they say, like a schlump. There is a difference. Also on the individual level, and also on the national level. ההליכה קוממיות הדורשת ונדרשת להיות מחוברת עם רוח נכון, ולב מרגיש את כל סעיפי השלמת החיים. That we are meant to feel all of life's completeness, also physically and also spiritually. מראש הפסגה העיונית והמוסרית בכל הוד קדושתה המופשטת, עד תחתית הנימוס ההגון. From learning Gemara and philosophy and spirituality, all the way down to external manners. All of this is proper. Hachoder b'halchot derech eretz l'chol seifeyem. What is Pirkei Avot about? What is Avot Rabbi Natan about? What is Mesilat Yesharim about? Derech eretz kadma l'torah. Or that, as the Netziv writes, what is Sefer Breshit about? Why do we need Sefer Breshit? Let the Torah start with Shmot, with Achodesh HaZelechem, with the mitzvot. The Netziv says, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. We learn from the Avot and the Imahot. We don't learn from them the laws of Shabbat or the laws of Kashrut, but we learn from them, from Avram Avinu, how to be a mensch, how to do chesed, how to give the benefit of the doubt, how to argue to save the people of Sodom ve'Amora, etc. V'al ha'chisaron hazeh ha'moreh al ha'yirida klalit v'archaka mimakoram shel Yisrael yedei chamat ha'mitzik. But unfortunately, when the Babylonians and the Romans send us to exile, and we lose our self-respect, both externally and internally, Yitzak libenu el Hashem nashiti tova. We yell out to God, we have lost our goodness. Yeah, says the Gemara, even having comfortable beds with bedspreads and with washing with hot water, yes, that is a Jewish idea. That is part of Jewish goodness. If it just stays external and doesn't affect your internal, then your children are right. Then it's hypocritical if you just pretend to be nice, but you're not nice inside. But real manners is that it is both outside and inside. Like the shemen, like the oil, which helps bring the washing from the external to the internal. Memele nakir shirak az, techashev achzara shel argasha nimusit lachzarat atova. Only when we are back in the land of Israel and we have that self-respect, we're not walking around concentration camps, being treated like animals, being branded with numbers like animals, but we once again have self-respect and act with proper manners. Bizman shetavo mimakor Yisrael, when it comes from the source of Israel, the internal, the spiritual, mechuberet, connected im kol advarim anayim vakdoshim, sheletzorcham yesh kol kach kpeda al adinut achayim. Why do Chazal tell us the importance of isha na'a, dira na'a, having an attractive wife, having a beautiful house? Why are these Jewish concepts? Because we are meant to be at rest in this world, both physically and spiritually, where the body and the soul work together, as we've learned many times in Rav Kook, and also the individual and also the national, Achayim Yisraelim v'adarat nimusam. We are acting proud. By the way, I have to just mention an aspect of current events. I'll finish up the line. Rak az tashuva tova leitanar muza banashaya shurechitzat yadayim v'raglayim b'chamin. Right? The true meaning and importance of washing our hands and our feet and dressing nicely and having good manners, social manners, that is an ideal when it comes together to the komimiyut. Somebody says you can argue the opposite, that there is more danger of losing the care for respect for God. And I didn't understand that, but you can mention that afterwards. I just wanted to mention, you could say what you want. Everybody has their opinions about Naftali Bennett. But the fact that this week, Russia and the Ukraine are using Israel as the mediator, and America wants Israel to be the mediator, the state of Israel is in the major leagues. We are on the map. We are a major player in world politics today. And, yes, we need to be on good relations with Russia, who we have a border with Russia in Syria, right? And thank God the Russians let us go and bomb all of the Iranian weapons whenever we need to. So, yes, we have to stay in good connections with Russia. But also, it's important to have good connections with the Ukraine and their Jewish president and the 50,000 Jews who want to come home. Not to mention the Russian millionaires, billionaires who want to send their money and are sending their money to Israel. Israel is very clearly in the major leagues. And when you see Naftali Bennett dressed in a nice suit and shaking hands with the leaders of the world, Rav Kook is telling us that we should have a good feeling, because that is, we're in the major leagues. We're not being kicked around anymore. We're not being branded like animals and treated like animals, like in the concentration camps or in the labor camps in Siberia. And we should treat ourselves and dress respectfully and act respectfully. And that means according to the highest level of what's accepted in the modern world. Okay, Yoshua, what did you want to say?